Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You know, often communities are made up of different layers. Communities are like ogres, I guess. You know, layers, onions. We all the same. But one of the really critical services within our community here and Jewish communities around the world are emergency services and security services. In fact, I actually think that it's the other way around, because the security is proactive rather than reactive, right? And I'm trying to get the people in my neighborhood to realize that with the guy sitting on the street who has no reason to be there is probably information gathering. But never mind, let's just move on, right? But that is being proactive rather than reactive. So I wanted to get a handle and an understanding of what has changed for the South African community in general and the Jewish South African community specifically since the 7th of October 2023. Joining me right now is Liron Sanders. He's the CEO of the CSO, the Community Security Organization. Hello and good morning.
How's it, Kath?
How are you doing?
Yeah, well, and yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Big day today because you've got a big fundraiser happening
later. Huge day.
It's very exciting. Firstly, I have to say, on behalf of all of us, thank you, thank you, thank you for what the CSO does. I think that you are remarkable. You use community resources in terms of human resources. You train us all so that we are vigilant. I think you are just an incredible organization, and we are very, very, very blessed here in South Africa specifically to have a CSO. So thank you, Liron.
Thank you. We appreciate the words. It's really just us doing our thing, to be completely honest with you.
But often it's not acknowledged. So I think there's an opportunity here. Fundraiser, hello, hashtag, just saying, if not you, who? But moving on, what did October 7th change for South Africa? Did it change anything?
Look, I think if you ask my personal opinion and the views of other people in the CSO, the community is actually stronger. We're stronger. Obviously, it's taken an emotional toll on the community. However, like the strength in numbers we've seen and the resilience from our community here in South Africa and Joburg specifically has been absolutely phenomenal. Really, really phenomenal. The community's stepped together, come together, and we've faced adversity time after time and again. And we're seeing it now, to be completely honest with you. It's tough. Life's tough, but we carry on doing what we need to do to secure the community and protect the community.
What does that actually look like? I mean, when you say that life is tough, yes, life is tough. So has it got tougher?
Look, I think it's got tougher. The rhetoric out there is hectic,
yes.
to put it simply.
Yes.
So we're facing more challenges in social media, in the public, on the streets. But ultimately, I think it's always been there. I think now more so than ever. And more importantly, I think the community has become aware of what's actually out there. They've seen it with their own eyes. And that's the truth of it.
I mean, we don't even get to hear half of it, right? So, you know, there's a business expo, an Israel business expo, and all of a sudden, all it takes are some protesters. You don't know who those protesters are. 9 times out of 10, you're going to have somebody shouting, you know, we worship death, you worship life, and making very real threats against the Jews. I mean, that happened in Cape Town. Are you able to prepare for that?
So
is it like inevitable? Is it a given?
It's not a given. We obviously hope that it never happens, but it does. And obviously within the CSO, we've got relevant resources out there, basically community, as well as our volunteers, and they really step up to the occasion to assist us where needed. The CSO supports them through training and giving them skills to deal with these protests, manage it, secure the people inside. And it's testament to the team at CSO as well as all of our volunteers, because at the end of the day, we're a small staff force that makes it happen. But we essentially 100% a volunteer organization. Without the volunteers from the community stepping up to do security, we'd be nothing.
Well, okay, so I just, as someone who has insight to this, can I just also explain that
100%.
When Liron says that the community, the CSO is a community organization, there is the actual structure of, which is not voluntary, but using people within the community, using, for example, parents, to stand outside schools, to train the parents, right, and to have them standing out schools, they recognize who belongs and who doesn't belong. Anyone, think of your community, right? You know who belongs and who doesn't belong. And who doesn't belong, you'll only pick it up if you're part of that community. So that's the value of doing the volunteers, right?
100%. And I mean, if we put it into numbers, just off the top of my head, our office staff is 15 people.
Yes.
It's tiny for the organization, for what we do. But our volunteer base, our volunteers, community volunteers who stand shift, is over 500 people.
That's incredible. And that's at shuls and schools and installations.
100%. Any communal events, anything to do with the Jewish community, we're there.
That is absolutely amazing. And do you do training, security training, beyond the Jewish community?
So yes. So we empower many different organizations. Our primary focus is the Jewish community and securing our installations. However, we do projects with communal organizations, as well as the police, as well as gender-based violence organizations, etc. So we're really out there in the community, giving whoever needs some sort of security or awareness training, the training that they need to help their lives personally, and then obviously give back to their communities as much as possible.
I remember, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, might have been 3 years ago, we had a staff member who was kidnapped in Marlborough. And the CSO were able to track him, and they found him, like, he had been taken to one of these, it was the middle of winter, and he'd been tied up in a shack. But CSO often, I mean, you get to find people who have gone missing, you know, even like an elderly parent who perhaps is suffering with dementia. It's not just security.
It's not just security. It's protecting Jewish community members, Jewish installations, to whatever means that means. So as an example, if there's a missing person within the community or communal organization, we're the ones who go out and try to look for them and find them.
And you do find them.
And we do find them.
Yeah.
We don't have to date, thankfully, touch wood, every single missing person that's come through our control room or our call center, we found them.
That's incredible. And just by 15 people.
So the past year was 15 people.
Yes.
And obviously the number varies every single year, but...
Are you expanding? Do you need to expand?
On a volunteer basis, we're always expanding.
Yes.
We're always growing. We're always encouraging community members to join up, sign up, come be a part of the
Don't get the training. It's some of the best training that you'll ever get, by the way.
So we're always pushing for people to grow. The truth is, the more... Our vision is the more trained community members we have, the safer our community is. Because you just need to know what's out of place to make a difference. On a serious note, if you just pick up the phone and you say this person doesn't look like they're meant to be there, someone else who's got the skills to go talk to that person and find out their story will be there to assist. So really the training is awareness and making sure our community is aware. The more eyes and ears we have out on the streets, the better.
So I have to tell you something. And I'm actually, I don't know whether to confess this or not, but I'm going to go for it. And if you judge me, well, then you just judgy, okay? So last week, Tuesday, Thursday. I'm driving and school's coming out, one of the local primary schools in Cheltendale, and there's a guy driving one of these Vespa scooters, and he's wearing a helmet, and there's a child who looks like a very young child, like 5 or 6 years old, in a school uniform, no helmet, standing in front of him, and they're driving. I turned my car around because it was out of place. Okay, so you're going to create a monster. Okay, you've created a bit of a monster.
That's okay.
Okay, and I chased him down. And I said to him, whose child is this? And he said, it's my child. I said, it's not your child. I said to the little girl, who's this man? And she said, oh, it's Tato. I said, she didn't call you daddy. Okay. I said, let me tell you why I don't think you're the father. Because if you were the father, that child would be wearing the helmet and you wouldn't. And that's what fathers do, right? Anyway, got it verified by the mother, who's the child. Okay, fine. But the thing is that you see things differently. Right or wrong, thank God. But it also, I had a 50-50 chance that it was somebody who was trafficking a child.
100%.
Yeah. Okay, you can judge me all you want. No. I don't regret it because there might have been a situation.
No judgments here on my side.
Okay, look at Mukundi. He's rolling his eyes. He's like, oh, God, this white woman. All right, let's just get back to the actual CSO and what happens in our community. Have you got stats?
Sure.
All right, so let's look at the different crimes within the community in terms of anti-Semitism.
Okay, so the truth is anti-Semitism is quite a broad subject. There's obviously in-person anti-Semitism, and then there's social media anti-Semitism, and at the moment it's extremely rough. Statistically, we can say it's probably doubled, if not tripled, over the past 2 years. To give you the exact figures, I honestly can't comment. We're getting at least a report every 3 days of some form of anti-Semitism that we look into.
Are we seeing, like a few days ago, we had a situation where someone had sprayed swastikas on dustbins. I mean, are we seeing lots of stuff like that?
Yeah, so look, over the past, again, 2 years or so, this has increased a significant amount. And obviously we're working with relevant other resources to try find out who these people are, why they're doing it, etc. Very, very difficult. But we're taking note of where it is, what areas it is. And then if need be, we're taking it to the police just to make them aware of it as well.
Yeah.
And then obviously we clean up as much of it as possible.
Okay. Let's talk about your fundraiser.
Cool.
Oh, just before, are you in possession of information about what happened in Cape Town with the explosives that were thrown into the shore?
So,
and what's happened with that?
So truthfully, the Hawks are dealing with it.
Yes.
We've had communications from them. They are actively pursuing the perpetrators, whoever they may be. Ultimately, it did happen in Cape Town. So although the CSO is a national structure, and from that national structure, we have four main divisions, being Johannesburg, Cape Town, Pretoria, and Durban. And because this was a Cape Town incident, the Cape Town team in Cape Town is dealing with it directly. Obviously, our team in Joburg is giving them support where they need and guidance and anything that they need. We're obviously readily available to assist.
Why was there such a question as to why there was why it was explosive or wasn't explosive? And I mean, it could happen in Joburg as well.
No, it can happen anywhere. That's the truth. I mean, if you look overseas, France, Australia, Canada, these things are happening all around the world. I think the question of whether it was an explosive or wasn't explosive is out there because of social media and different interpretations of the facts. But from my side, we can confirm that it was an explosive device.
What do we mean? Okay. What do you mean by interpretation? Something either is an explosive or isn't. A Molotov cocktail is a bottle when it's a bottle. But when it has a rag and a, you know, ignition or fuel inside, it is a Molotov cocktail. It's an explosive. I'm not saying that's what it is, but that's an example.
No, 100%. So what we can say is it had explosive materials in it that could have forced it to detonate, but thankfully it didn't. The reasons why we're honestly unsure at this stage. The SAPs and the Hawks are investigating that, and we obviously don't want to interfere with the local policing's okay. investigation. So we really put in faith in their hands and letting them run with the investigation as much
Amazing.
As possible in collaboration with CSO Cape Town. Joburg, we're sitting on the back line and we assist in where we can.
Let's talk about your fundraiser. Very exciting, starting at 9 o'clock. Right. How much do you have? What's your target?
12.6 million rand.
Oh, nice. Okay, so what are you earmarking those funds for?
So,
do you have special projects that you want to do?
So the truth is, everything we do used by donor money. So we are completely 100% donor funded as an organization. And ultimately, all of the funds are reinvested into our volunteers and the community. So when it comes to communal events, as an example, there's various security costs that that come along with making sure the event is 100% secure. So that's where a lot of the funds go to, is securing all of our installations, giving them the support that they need, as well as then obviously upskilling our volunteers and our community. So the money really, really, really is invested back into the community.
Okay, so if I'm understanding this correctly, so you invest in training your volunteers. That costs money.
100%.
Right, you've got... Right now there's 500, but there's growing because,
Let's clarify on that 500. There's 500 active.
500
active. At least 500 active volunteers.
Yes.
If we look at our total volunteer base over the past 30 years we've been around, we probably have an excess of 3,000 people who've come through the CSO structures.
Wow. Okay. All right. Okay, so you train the volunteers, and that costs money. Where else are you going to be spending money?
So the other primary cost that we have at the CSO is we run a 24/7 control room.
Yes.
Obviously, that has costs. There's technology involved.
And your
response teams, our vehicles that we put out to secure over Shabbos. So there's obviously... I don't want to say ad hoc, but there's continual monthly running costs that we need to function, to do the work that we do.
Yes.
And that's really where the money is going from.
So something that I know, and I'm not sure if you want to talk about it, but the CSO used to be one of the structures that was funded by a communal funding organization called the UCF, the United Communal Fund. And they withdrew their funding. When was it?
It was
because they needed the funding, right?
It was before my time as a full-timer at the CSO, so I don't know all the exact details.
Whatever it was, but they no longer fund you, and you're having to fund yourself.
So we fund ourselves, and I think one of the main reasons why we fund ourselves is the money we needed to operate as effectively as we do exceeded that budget. So there is some support coming from them still. However, it's minuscule in terms of what we actually need to operate on a monthly and yearly basis.
Right. Right. Okay. So if we want to make a donation, how do we do that?
So you go to our website.
Yes.
CSO.org.za.
Yes, don't do CSO.co.za. That'll take you to the Christian Seamen's organization. And okay,
CSO.org.za.
Yes.
On our page, obviously we fundraise throughout the year, so if you want to make a monthly, annually donation, you can go there. However, what today and tomorrow is very special is with our Fund Nation campaign, we've got some donors who are tripling the amounts that you guys donate towards us.
Oh, so if I give 100 Rand,
we actually get 300.
We like this.
So we've got some donors who are matchers.
Yes.
So whatever you put in, they triple it, and all of the money does come to us. So if you go to our website, cso.org.za, there's a big green banner on the website. Just click that banner.
It says
Fund Nation. It takes you to the specific fundraising campaign for the next 2 days where whatever you donate is tripled. So it just makes the deal a little bit sweeter.
Amazing. Leron, thank you very, very much. I wish you and the CSO much success, and thank you for doing what you do. And I want to tell you that you can join the CSO this February 5th and the 6th, that's today and tomorrow, for the CSO fundraiser. For over 30 years, the CSO has protected Jewish life and Jewish way of life. They are aiming to raise 12.6 million Rand in just 48 hours. Every Rand that you donate will be tripled. Your support enables them to continue their vital security services. Visit cso.org.za to contribute. If not you, then who?